Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Woo, we're here to empower you. So I'm so glad you've joined us here on American Voice Radio because we're going to go over some things you have to know about. It's just paramount to your health. We're going to be talking about the first part of the show, some new things in GMO healthcare. Yeah, did you know that healthcare is now going GMO?
Well, it is. And also, we're going to be talking, since graduation time is here, a lot of people have graduated or will be in the next few days. We're going to cover a little bit of graduation stuff. And also, if we get time, we may talk about some sleep disorders and if you're addicted to junk food, how you can get off of that. So we got a lot to talk about. But before we get to all that great stuff, don't forget, if you're looking for your backup currency, the person to call is Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's who I deal with. I recommend her highly. And you can find her website. We have a link to her website on the links page. So just find her banner and click on that, or you can just simply give her a call toll-free at 800-375-4188. That's Discount Gold and Silver at 800-375-4188. And tell her I sent you. Also, if you're looking for tons of healthy lifestyle articles, you know, that answer a majority of your health questions, like, you know, how do I get to a healthier diet? How can I get off all this fast food? Well, you know, the people at Seattle Organic Restaurants, they have posted a lot of great articles like that there. And you can find their banner also on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. Just tell them I sent you when you get over there. They got some great stuff. Also a big surprise. We weren't planning on this, but this is going to be great. John Monroe is going to be with us on Thursday here on the show. Now, if you're familiar with John, he comes on every once in a while. And we talk about some natural ways to improve our vision. You know, if we got cataracts, macular degeneration, or just nearsightedness or farsightedness, how do we deal with that? And how can we get out of these glasses and just see better without all the toxicity of drugs and the risk of surgery, all very expensive, right? So he's going to be with us, talking with that, us on that. He's from Dr. Banker's group out in Boulder, Colorado. So mark your calendars. He'll be with us Thursday, and he's going to check in on me because he and I have been working together. I'm trying to improve my nearsightedness, and so we're going to get an update. I'm going to give him an update on how I'm doing, and I hope you can join us for that on Thursday. So we got a crack report, but before we get to that, big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm praying for all righteousness all over this land. I'm praying that righteous men and women just stand up, you know, and they just go no to all this nonsense that's happening. They just say no, and they mean it, and they stick together, and they stand together, and, you know, God honors that. He does. He says disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. Did you know that? He didn't expect you to live under the taskmaster. So I hope you'll join me in prayer. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time, folks, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the crack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we have in the quacker tonight? Scientists have just discovered a bunch of lies. Remember the GM salmon, the GM fish? They call it Frankenfish. But remember we were told by the Aqua Advantage people that make the genetically modified salmon that it's not going to harm the environment, that it's sterile, it won't breed with other fishes and disrupt the ecosystem. Well, that was just boo-hee. That was lies, downright lies. According to a new study out of Canada, the GM salmon is fully capable of breeding with other salmon as well as other fish species like trout, resulting in a hybrid fish that can persist in the wild and permanently damage the entire ecosystem. Yeah, researchers at McGill University in Quebec, Canada, concluded after they conducted their independent experiment that the salmon, you know, if the GMO salmon were to escape their fish pens and get into the wild, what would happen? Well, they found out that the GM salmon is not sterile. They do reproduce with other fish and other species of fish. And they're also very aggressive. They compete. They become dominant. And they're just going to be taken over, basically. Now, they published the results in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B, if you want to check it out. Basically, it just counterdicts everything that Aqua Bounty, which is the creator of the Aqua Advantage GM salmon, have alleged concerning safety of the GM salmon. So modified fish supposedly grows twice as fast than natural salmon, which could be a serious threat to the environment. So GM salmon, I won't have it, won't eat it. And, you know, and it's really tough to tell. You know, once they start bringing all this GM stuff out, you wonder, well, should I buy it at all? How can I trust the source? They say it's not GM. You know what I'm saying? You got those questions in the back of your mind. I just totally got rid of all corn out of my life, period. Don't care. Don't even give it to me. All right, moving along. The Quack Report. No GM corn for this herbalist here. What have we got? Scientists, more GMOs in the news. The scientists discover a correlation between GMOs and leukemia. Okay, so new research has discovered there's a link between leukemia and anemia and GMOs, genetically modified stuff. The study found that the Bacillus thuringiensis, they call it BT for short, used in bioengineered seeds, it has a substantial adverse effect on your blood cells, your red blood cells, and your bone marrow, you know, the cell proliferation there. So even the lowest dose, they said, has a virulent effect on your health there. Now, this BT is a natural, it's naturally found in the soil. But it's been used as a insecticide since the late 60s. Farmers will spray their crops with the bacteria, and insects will consume it, and then their stomachs explode, okay? So use of this toxin really didn't stop with the topical pesticide, did it? No. Monsanto decided it's going to, you know, proliferate their splice their gene with the BT, and it's in your corn, your soybeans, and your cotton. And they wanted to create plants that were rife with this bacteria, not just on the surface, but within the cell wall itself. So Monsanto and the Environmental Protection Agency claim the toxin would be destroyed within the digestive tract of animals and magically disappear. Well, physicians at Sherbrooke University Hospital in Quebec, Canada, discovered the BT toxin. They found it in 93% of 30 pregnant women, 80% in umbilical cord blood of babies, and 67% of 39 women who weren't pregnant. So BT toxin is linked, they say, to cancer, autism, severe food allergies, autoimmune disease, and now they're adding two more ailments to the list, leukemia and anemia. So you can check the peer review in the Journal of Hematology and Thrombiolic Diseases. Researchers at the Institute of Biological Sciences in Brazil also concur that it does damage the red blood cells. Even after just a single dose, severe blood irregularities do occur. Wow. Mm-hmm. Moving along in the Quacker. What do we have? Crazy ants. Have you heard about these? Crazy ants. They like electronics, apparently, and they're invading the United States. There's a new annoying species of ant terrorizing the U.S. Chemicals that kill other types of red ants, don't even touch these guys. It's ineffective. Okay, so the crazy ant is named the crazy ant because it walks really weird. It walks erratically. Its trail is zigzagging back and forth. It originated in Argentina and Brazil. And it was first spotted in Houston, Texas in 2002. It spread to 21 counties in Texas and 20 counties in Florida and a few locations in Mississippi and Louisiana. So the insects are bizarre. They are attracted to electrical wiring and electrical components. So if they discover a transformer and then they go and they get electrocuted, right? They touch it and get zapped. And what happens is the ant will wave its abdomen in the air because it was electrocuted, and it emits a scent, and it attracts the other crazy ants, and they all get electrocuted. So finally, eventually, what you have is a bunch of dead ants on electrical switches. They get stuck there. The insulation catches fire, and down goes the system, right? So crazy ants, most commonly found in your coastal areas in the warmer temperatures. They don't like the dry, colder climates, according to researchers. And they do have a painful sting like the regular American red ant. And they don't spread as quickly. So they only advance about 200 meters a year on their own. But they do hitch rides on people. Mm-hmm. That's usually how it goes. And last but not least in the Quack Report, We're talking about sales of herbal and homeopathic remedies. Guess what? They're topping the charts, $6.4 billion a year. That's right. Well, they used to be alternative medicines, right? Now, the herbal and homeopathic remedies have gone mainstream, according to new research by Mintel Industries. Okay, so approximately a third of Americans are swapping over-the-counter medicines for natural products to get rid of their common ailments. These people are more proactive to a personal healthcare approach, and that's pretty much the key reason behind the trend. Yeah. U.S. consumers increasingly seek products that are, one, natural and organic, and particular as relates to healthcare, the particular healthcare things, issues on the horizon, all wondering what they're going to do. So they're figuring out what they're going to do now. Also, especially true, families with small kids, they're looking for more natural things because they worry about what they're putting into their children. People who use natural remedies, they say, were found to be healthier than those that did not, and they are more likely to eat a diet high in natural and organic foods, take other preventable measures to protect their health, like taking vitamin supplements and getting regular exercise. Similar trend was reported in the Complementary Association Journal. And the top three reasons that they cited were natural herbal products, homeopathics, people are reporting are effective. They actually work. Two, they're inexpensive compared to prescriptions. And three, they're safe. They don't have side effects. So those can't beat those reasons right there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to talk about this new way to get bit by a bug. Yeah. The new bug bite is what I call this segment. It's crazy. You're going to just go, what? Yeah, we no longer need to go to the movies, people, to witness a weird science because it is happening in real time in our daily lives. Now, in the summertime, you know, we tend to be more concerned about those summertime nuisances, you know, like poison ivy and sunburn and bee stings and bug bites. Who would have thought that the scientific medical industry would develop a new way of getting bit by a bug? Okay, what am I talking about? Well, I'm saying that there are these new processes afoot in the vaccine industry, and I want to take a look at it with you, okay? Now, the FDA has approved. Well, you might be saying, what in God's name has the FDA approved now? Well, they have given the approval for Protein Sciences Corporation, or PSC for short, to manufacture a new experimental vaccine to test on the public. That'd be you and me. Well, you may be saying, well, aren't all vaccines experimental? Well, true, but this is the first vaccine to be made with genetically modified proteins from three different flu strains and GM proteins from insect cells. Wow. So the GM flu drug is called Flublok, or Flublok, B-L-O-K. And we're told that the vaccine is a trivalent. And what is that? Well, it means it contains proteins from three different flu strains. So apparently, Protein Sciences Corporation extracted cells from insects to harvest the baculovirus for the purpose of speeding up the production of the serum. Also included in this vaccine are cells from the fall armyworm, which is a caterpillar, which are genetically altered to produce huge amounts of hemagglutinin. And what the heck is hemagglutinin? Well, and why is it important? Well, this type of flu protein, it allows the flu viruses to penetrate the body quickly, probably more deeply too. Scary, real scary. So this, we are told, will enable vaccine makers to skip that traditional slow process of growing cultures on eggs to make their vaccines. And this new technology will allow for unprecedented amounts of vaccine to be made, increasing the profits of the drug companies. Okay? Well, let's talk about side effects. I bet you're wondering about that. Well, no one really knows all the side effects these new vaccine drugs will bring, but there is literature that comes with the vaccine, the flu block, and it has a section on their paperwork that says warnings and precautions, okay? So the routine warnings for this drug are listed, such as, you know, allergic reactions, respiratory infections, headache, fatigue, and then it goes into rhinorrhea, malaria, and an altered immunocompetence. So what the heck was that? Well, this vaccine can compromise your natural immune system, which could be permanent, and it can disable you and give you muscle pain and tenderness. So I want you to think fibromyalgia. And it can also cause your brain sac fluid to leak into your sinuses and out your nose. I didn't make that up, but it's on their literature. I just put it in terms you understand. Okay, maybe they should ask me to write it. Yeah? I think that might be interesting. So you will also learn that two of the human guinea pigs in their test group died after they after being injected with this flublok vaccine. I'm not talking guinea pig animal. I'm talking about human guinea pigs. Okay? Two people. That's two people too many. Not even one should die from this stuff. However, Protein Science Corporation insists their vaccine is safe and 45% effective against just two or three strains, but not just against two or three strains of flu bacterium. They say it's 45% effective against all flu strains of influenza. Well, I, for one, don't plan to be part of their long-term test group. But, you know, the competition, vaccine competition's heating up, folks. This cell culture technology is big. Yeah, the competition to come up with a universal flu vaccine is fierce. So Novartis has come up in November this year, this past year, with a FluVax vaccine, which is made with dog kidney cells. Did you hear about that one? No? Well, like FluBlock, this vaccine is also made without the traditional means, and the new vaccine technology is going to empower the drug companies to manufacture any serum for any pandemic at the drop of Big Brother's hat. Swift production and rapid distribution is the name of the game in the vaccine industry now. So we're told that the FluVax vaccine contains no preservatives, and it's reported to be over 83% effective. But what are the side effects? Well, the side effects of the FluVax were soreness and redness at the injection site, headache, fatigue, hives, high fever, severe weakness, seizure, bleeding, chills, joint and muscle pain, respiratory distress, swelling of the face, swelling of the lips and tongue and throat. Yummy. All right. Well, what about the vaccine manufacturers? Have you ever peered into one of those facilities and looked at the personnel, the staff there? You know, it's like they're making this big fashion statement. You know that I don't know, what are they saying? Haven't you noticed photos taken at a vaccine and research facility where the staff wears more than the standard hospital attire? Yeah, they have their hair bonnets, they have masks, they have face shields, they have rubber gloves, shoe covers, and double-tied gowns. They have all that. And we're told that it helps to keep the vaccine process sterile and free of pollutants. Okay, sure. Or do you suppose it is to protect the staff from a dangerous and possibly deadly viral strain? Maybe it's both. Now, I would not want to inject dangerous or deadly pathogens into my blood, but that's just me. So what else is genetically engineered, do you suppose? Well, genetically engineered medicine is very widespread. Today, the vaccines are just the tip of the iceberg. That's right. That's right. Mass production of GM medicine include, are you ready? Got your pencil, your pen? Write this down. It includes insulin, human growth hormones, infertility drugs, human blood serum and antibodies, hemophiliac drugs, and, of course, your vaccines. And regarding vaccines, we're being told that the genetically engineered serums are superior because they're made quickly and they're missing the infectious sequences of the disease to be able to deliver an immune benefit. Does that make any sense to you? Because, you know, before, when we were told how vaccines work, is they give you a little bit of the pathogen so it'll arouse your immune system to make an antibody for it, protect you. And then we found out that's not how vaccines work. That's not how it works. That's not how the human immune system works and when it encounters a pathogen directly inserted into the bloodstream. I mean, there's scientific journals out there, peer reviews that say, no, the immune system, since it bypassed all the normal safeguards getting into your body, and it was injected directly into the bloodstream. Once it reaches the bloodstream, the immune system goes, oh, you look like a deadly pathogen, but since you're in the bloodstream, I guess you're supposed to be here. And it does nothing. So the whole thing is a lie. However, the genetic engineered human blood made from mice cells, have you heard about that one? Fused together to create antibodies. Does not set well with me. No. Blood transfusions from human blood, and that's risky enough. But navigating the unknown of the recombinant vaccines composed of multiple antigens from various animal and insect cells is way outside the realm of nature. Also, recently, there have been many reports of fraud within the medical and the pharmaceutical industries exposing the corruption. So how are we to know if we're being told all the truth about these new medical technologies and treatments and products? Most likely we're not. I hazard to conclude we're not. These new drugs and vaccines are altering the DNA of us humans. Dr. Carley's even said that. You know, there was this Roman Tactius, he lived between 56 AD and 117 AD. He said this, the more corrupt the state, the more numerous the laws. Now, we just told you Obamacare went from, what, 2,700 pages to over 20,000 pages? Uh-huh. And, of course, Theodore Roosevelt, he says this, a man who has never gone to school may steal a freight car. But if he has university education, he may steal the whole railroad. Yeah. You know, we live in interesting times. And I truly believe all the answers to our problems, they're in the Bible. If you go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I truly believe we live in those times. But, you know, Obamacare is going to topple the medical system, so you're going to need to have another way to look after your health. So if you've been prepping for the worst, don't forget to stock your immune system ammo. And there's a saying that there's life in the blood. So if you want to protect your blood from deadly pathogens and GM substances, you want to eat organic foods, do your semi-annual organ cleansing, including your blood cleanse, and if you want to learn how to cleanse the blood, remove heavy metals, pharmaceutical and vaccine residues. You can use some powerful herbs to do that, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs will be happy to show you how. And you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, or you give them a call toll-free. Get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. And their Father's Day special is still on through Friday. You'll save 15% on your order. Check it out. The details are on the homepage, or just simply give them a call at 866-229-3663. I was going to give Melody's number out. 866-229-3663. We'll take it a break. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Swing. This is just good vibration. life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, and you know, right before the break, we were talking about these new GMO vaccines. Lordy, something to chat it up with Dr. Carly about when she's back here on the 18th, right here. next week. But you know, really seriously, if you're preparing for the worst, make sure you do get some backup medicines. Apparently your homeopathics and your herbal medicines are, you know, growing in popularity because they're effective, you know, they're inexpensive, and they're safe. So if you're looking for something, you know, in the lurch, Apothecary Herbs does have a wonderful pandemic kit that you can pick up, and it has a long shelf life, 10 years. So you can have something as a backup, and you'll know it'll be ready for you if you need it, and you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. And I recommend you do it before the money system crashes, as we're being told will eventually. All right, we're going to move along to our little graduation segment, and I mean little because I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but, you know, this time of year people are graduating, and basically, the man who graduates today and stops learning tomorrow is uneducated the day after, according to Newton Baker. And, of course, Anatole France said this, "To accomplish great things, we must dream as well as act." So, you know, we got to do things. People want to feel better. They want to be healthier. But you actually have to put in some effort to do it. And the reason allopathic medicine is steep in the culture is because I call it a lazy man's medicine. And people don't have to really do anything. They actually pay their physician to worry about their condition, which, you know, your physician doesn't really. He just manages it for you. So no cure that way. You're not going to get cured that way. So, well, let's talk about that because, you know, when we're talking about people, you know, embarking on some natural ways, they're being more proactive. And so, When you start working with some natural things to improve your health, like for instance, organ cleansing, you know, you're going to graduate to a new level of health, and you're going to want to know more what else you can do. And you're going to want to share that knowledge. You're going to be excited about it because all of a sudden it's an empowering thing, you know, that you can, you know what it is you need to use to help your system to heal itself. Right, to get over colds and flus. You know, don't need to get a flu vaccine. You've got herbs that will help power up the immune system to make its own antibody for that particular strain. So I look this time of year, I look back on all the herbal customers we've had at Apothecary Herbs and how they've, you know, come from, you know, newbies using herbs to being really experts at using herbs, listening to their body, you know, what it's telling them, and, you know, an understanding, you know, okay, well, I know this feeling. It feels like a virus rather than a bacterial infection. So you can get that good. Did you know that? You know, you can determine what it is that your body's going to be craving to get over that, you know? So you'll know what herbs will boost the immune system. You'll know what herbs will clear congestion. You'll know what herbs will take away aches and inflammation. You'll get that good. That's empowerment, folks. That is empowerment. So, you know, I have customers in their 70s and 80s doing system cleanses with vigor and enthusiasm. They're just really stoked about it. And I also had a 45-year-old client say, "I hope I can do this." And I responded, "Don't hope, decide. Just do it." And so do or do not. There is no try. I think Yoda, he said that in Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back. So, and I agree with that. So your mindset's going to be important. And we've been pretty much brainwashed by modern medicine to be more lazy about our health and to just, you know, except the lies that we're told. Of course, you know, a lot of your doctors are lied to as well by the pharmaceutical industry. And as I pointed out, a lot of reports on fraud within that industry have come out in the peer review journals and stuff. So a lot of doctors now don't know what to trust. So we're in a system like that. When you're in a system like that, you know, corruption doesn't have any respect of persons or industries, right? So your mindset's going to be, you know, don't be a fence sitter. Don't say, you know, well, I'll use a little homeopathic stuff here, and I'll use some allopathic stuff there. No. Pick one or the other. Those two don't go together. You're not going to get anywhere doing that. So if you want results, you got to decide. You know, pick, I know they say pick your poison, but, you know, just decide what you believe in and then do that. And that's what it is, it comes down to, is faith. And do you have faith in the sciences or do you have faith in God's herbs? Do you have faith in your own capability of empowering your body to be strong and healthier? Or are you relying on drugs and chemicals? So why do people bother to go through all the cleansing and the immune boosting? Well, when they do, they find out that there's some benefits. Your liver and your gallbladder are going to filter your blood of toxins faster and more efficiently. The immune system that is going to work 10 times harder than your average person's immune system. And when you use herbs, it responds to the immune boosting capabilities, so you can power up an immune system to be 1,000 times more powerful. Also, cells of your major organs tend to regenerate more frequently and faster to protect you from disease, and you'll have more energy, and you'll improve the quality of life. So yes, your natural stuff is safer, it's effective, and it works. It just works. People know that. So I applaud you if you're graduating from your first body cleanse or from your ability to boost your immune system to get over some congestion or some cough and cold out there. So, and keep it up. Keep up the good work. I'm your biggest cheerleader. I am. Really am. Yeah, world's best kept secret, really, is, you know, you doing it. And doing it naturally with herbs. Okay, let's talk about some of you out there that like junk food. Do you like junk food? Twinkies, all the Little Debbie stuff. Oh, my goodness. Pizza, you know. Okay. You know, because when I was working in a doctor's office years ago, I had a coworker come up and say, my mother's coming to dinner. And we're at the break room at lunch, and so she's saying, I don't know what I should make for dinner when she comes to visit. So people went around the table, and they said the standard, well, you know, what about pizza? No, my mother is, you know, 70 years old. And then someone said, well, what about Chinese food? No, she'll have digestional distress. And they just went around the table, and they got to me, and I said, okay, well, gruel then, you know. Pot roast. I don't know. You know, what do you people eat? You know, so some of the health experts suggest, you know, junk food consists of a third of the American diet, and at least a quarter of the junk food categories are considered, well, the calories in junk food are considered empty. So eating healthy, controlling the weight is going to be tougher when you're on junk food because of the empty calories. Now, the CDC reports that over the last 6 years, 32% more public schools have been prohibiting junk food. Obama, Michelle Obama, see? So, you know, they're getting the junk food out of the schools. That's good. And they want to prevent the childhood obesity. But, you know, they're replacing stuff like butter with synthetic margarine, which isn't good. They've got the milk there, which has got growth hormones and all kinds of BT chemical in it. That's not good. So they got a lot of work to do. But eating out is also a problem. What do? They got mega-sized food portions. We went out to celebrate my son's graduation and went to a very nice restaurant that has organic food, doesn't even freeze anything except for ice cream. They have a little freezer for ice cream if you want that or sherbet. But everything was organic. And I think one person in our party wanted a slice of their key lime pie. It was huge. I mean, it was like a quarter of the pie. It wasn't a slice of pie. It was like a quarter of the pie. They served it up. And I was like, you know, just bring a fork for everybody because it'll feed everybody at this table. So the portions are way too big when you go out to eat, so you're going to have to watch that. And overall message that is, well, if you're eating junk food, you're going to eat less healthy food. So we're going to try to help you steer clear of those problems. Now, the number one source of empty calories in our nation is from soft drinks, soda. Now, if soda is in your diet, it's going to account for about 7%, just a little over 7% of your calories that you consume. So if you lump the soda in with sweets, desserts, adult beverages like alcohol, that percentage is going to jump to almost 24%. Now, another layer in this diet, it would be salty snacks or maybe fruit-flavored snacks, not actually fruit juice, right? So this adds another 5% to the calorie count. Now, these foods are highly concentrated calories, so you don't have to eat too much of them in order to max out the daily allowance of your calories if you're trying to lose weight. So usually there has to be a deficit, you know, from the amount of calories that you normally consume a day if you want to lose weight. So, for instance, if you are consuming 1,500 calories a day, 500 calories per meal, you're going to have to whack away at that. Maybe 300 calories a meal is what you're going to have to consume if you want to exercise and drop the weight. So one large national study in 1999 to 2000, they found that children and adults reported 30% of their diet was candy, table sugar, sweetened drinks, baked and dairy desserts, salty snacks, fatty foods like gravy and butter. Now, most don't realize that desserts have sweeteners by them, or sweeteners by themselves, they comprise 25% of the total calories. So junk food eaters on average eat foods that leave them pretty much nutrient poor, calorie rich, but nutrient poor. So they have this deficit of vitamin A and B6 and folate and calcium, magnesium, iron, and zinc. And that zinc is an immune system support nutrient. So this leads to a suppressed immune system. You get frequent colds. Long-term health problems like cancer and even heart disease could be in the future. And, you know, and layer in the holidays. You know, before you know it, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. Time is just flying by. So when you layer in all the sugar that comes with the holiday foods, you know, lots and lots of calories there. So let's say, you know, you're at work, driving in the car, you got a snack attack. What do you do? Well, if you're prone to snacking on like salty foods like potato chips, corn chips, cheese, doodles, these foods are really high in saturated fat. So people who snack on these types of foods, they tend to eat less fruit and vegetables, okay? So even the fat-free versions of these snacks have too many calories compared to a natural snack like an orange or an apple. And plus, you're missing out on the fiber if you don't have an orange or an apple. So the processed sodium on also those snacks are going to put the average consumer over their limit on sodium, and that'll, you know, open them up to the hypertension risk. So you can start to change the way that you eat when you start substituting the in-between meal snacks with fruits or vegetables. Plus, if you just substitute your snack with an apple every day, within 10 years, just doing that, you'll lose 10 pounds. So just that one thing, you'll lose 10 pounds in a short time. 3 months to a year, depending if you exercise. If you exercise, you'll lose 10 pounds in 3 months. If you don't exercise, well, take a year. So let's talk about switching off some of the junk food because, you know, people have said, you know, junk food's like a drug. They're addicted, and it's not as easy as you think getting off of that stuff. Now, the subtle weaning program, if you just gradually wean off those foods, sometimes that works better for some people rather than going cold turkey. So are there herbs that junk food eaters can maybe use to hedge their bets for a healthier switchover and get more nutrition into their body? Sure. Some of the good old-fashioned sun-dried Celtic sea salt, for instance, will help squelch your sweet tooth cravings. Did you know that? I'm talking about natural salt, not processed salt. If you don't know the difference, then goodness, boy, is there a whole educational curve here for you. Healthy salt, the sun-dried kind, 84 microminerals. They support the heart system. They don't cause hypertension. They are water and salt are, you know, counter-regulatory in the system, so they support your cells, strengthen cell walls. Keep the arteries and veins flexible so you don't get arterial sclerosis and plaque. Get rid of varicose veins. I mean, it's endless what healthy salt will do for a system. Now, to be clear, I'm not talking about a mine salt, a Himalayan salt, any of those salts that are kind of orange or brown in color. They are from the earth, and they will typically have more shale, and shale can clog kidneys, so be careful. I prefer the ocean salt. It's the chemistry of the seawater and our cells is almost identical. So it's very, very compatible. And it's the kind of salt that they use for thousands of years for health, and it's important to have that. So if you're looking for a healthy salt, it's Celtic salt, and the true color of a sun-dried salt will be have a gray tinge. It won't be white. If your salt says Celtic sea salt on it and it's white, it's been processed, it's been heated, and most likely not as good as the kind that we have at Apothecary Herbs. So you can visit our website if you want to check it out, thepowerherbs.com, or call and get a free product catalog, and it'll be in there. So basically, if you're worried about the hypertension, you can switch over to that. Next, I would also recommend some herbs that help support liver and gallbladder function, because junk food is going to be high in fats and tons of chemicals, which tend to stress those organs. And so the cooked and overcooked fats in junk food increases your risk of inflaming the gallbladder and getting gallstones. So if you tend to crave like double-decker cheeseburgers and fries and a milkshake, well, you're going to need some help moving the bile to protect the liver. So you're definitely going to want to look at the herb milk thistle for the liver and barberry bark for the gallbladder. So if you are using them, you know, you can use them in a flush. If you have stones, we recommend the liver gallbladder flush. If you don't, you can do the step-down cleanse, which is a bit gentler. And if you want more details on that, you just call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll go over with you. Or you can visit their website, and they have this great little section called Healthy Guidelines, and it runs through all those details on cleansing for you in a skinny minute. You can pick up a lot of info there. Also, summertime is the way that most Americans, you know, they tend to fire up the barbecue. So be careful and don't overdo deep fried or charred meats, okay? A diet that regularly gets barbecued foods from the grill offers a big cancer risk, okay? So to help your immune system stay vigilant, you can add some astragalus root to your diet, some garlic, onion, and in short bursts, echinacea root. So if you're worried about that, because the immune system helps to keep the cancer in check. And if you're really worried about cancer, dandelion root. But that doesn't mean that you can, you know, cook on the Barbie every night. No, no. All right, so if you are looking for some assistance with organ cleansing, you know who to go to, the Immune System Organ Cleansing Experts, Apothecary Herbs. They do have organ cleanses you can buy separately or together in a kit or package deal, and you can move through all five system organ cleanses fairly quickly from the bowel to the blood system and protect your health and feel better, just tons better. People are amazed how good they feel after that. All right, we got a few more minutes, so we're going to move over to the sleep disorder problem. A lot of people have insomnia. It's crazy. 84 classifications of sleep disorders. Goodness. Huh. People are more prone to accidents and depression and disease when they don't get sleep. Now, America leads the world with insomnia. The next is Germany and then the UK. Regardless of the country, though, the age group most affected with insomnia are the ages between 15 and 55 years old. Pretty much the working class, you know. A surprising statistic is we have 2 million kids that tend to have sleep disorders, too, between 9 and 10 years of age. They don't get their regular 8 or 10 hours of sleep. So 40% are not getting what they need. The kids in the kids category. Institute of Mental Health did a study, too, and found 46% of teenagers are insomniacs. They sleepwalk. 5% of them do. So, you know, us adults, we need about 8 and a half hours of sleep every night. 70 million adults don't get that. They're lucky if they get 40, 60% of that. Michael Jackson had a chronic insomnia problem. He was so bad he had to utilize anesthesia. Phew. He lost his natural ability to sleep. That's got to be a scary thing. And people go, why do we have to sleep? Well, what happens when you sleep? Well, you know, everything reboots. It's like you turned off your computer. You reset everything. Okay? Your thyroid gland produces a fluid, an iodine fluid, that goes out to all the cells in the body. Takes all night to do this, by the way. And it bathes your cells, the energy battery in your cell, the mitochondria in your cell, with this fluid. It revitalizes, recharges it. Think of a rechargeable battery. You plug it in, reboot it, you know, recharge the thing. That's what happens when you sleep. So you wake up refreshed the next day. So if you're not getting 8 hours for the body to complete that cycle, that process, this is why you feel like you're dragging, because not all of your cell batteries and got recharged. So there you go. So, hey, let's look at some sleep trivia for a second. World's longest record for going without sleep was 276 hours. That's 11 and a half days, recorded in 1964. Sleeping pills account for a third of the prescribed medication deaths every year. And sleeping pill users have 50% higher mortality rate than non-users. You know, it takes the average person about 20 minutes to fall asleep. But the usual mode is 60 minutes. So if you fall asleep within an hour, that's still normal. An hour, a small majority of folks not off within a few minutes. You know, they're sleeping, they're snoring, they're dead. They're dead to the world. And a study said smokers dream less than non-smokers. Interesting. Well, okay, we're going to cut to the chase because we're running out of time. So what do you do if you want to improve your sleep? Well, you want to exercise more regularly. You'll sleep better. You'll improve the neurotransmitters in your brain. Your brain chemicals will balance. You'll have more serotonin. You'll sleep better. Also, if you need some help because you're uptight, either muscular tension or nervous system tension, that can keep you awake, you know. So you can use some herbs to kind of calm that down, take the tension out. I like to use lobelia for muscle tension, and we have that. It's called relaxation formula at Apothecary Herbs. And then if you have nervous tension, then you want to use, I like to use valerian root, and that'll take the tension out of the nerves. A lot of people use both because they're just not sure what's keeping them awake. So, and you can use them both. They work on two different systems. That's what I would do if I were you. And if you're looking for the valerian root or the lobelia in the relaxation formula, you'll find them both at Apothecary Herbs. Complete instructions, money-back guarantee, and product support. That's what you get there at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And I see by the clock, we're out of time. But, hey, coming up on Thursday, we're going to talk with John Monroe, the natural vision guru. So if you have vision problems, do tune in. He's going to have some helpful stuff to say, empower yourself to get out of those glasses. You know, skip the surgery. It's too expensive. And, you know, just have beautiful vision all by yourself, and you did it. You can take all the credit if you want. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.